The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is 10 steps to real estate investing success. Hey, but before I get started, how are you guys doing? Man, it's been a long time. We had kind of an extended holiday break there. Appreciate you guys hanging in there. And hopefully those best of episodes brought you some choice delicacies that you could devour in your real estate investing success. I look really forward to actually, you know, digging in and finding those episodes that really just hit home, that I think there's just a lot of meat on that can help you to grow in your real estate investing, hopefully pick up some fantastic tips and strategies, other things that can help you in your real estate investing time. But I, you know, hope that you guys had a nice holiday break there too. Enjoyed time with the family. Hopefully got to take some time off and just enjoy hanging out. Nothing too serious there. Those of you that are still actively investing, I know some of you like to take advantage of the fact that December is one of the slowest real estate time periods, and there are deals to be had in December. But for those of you that decided this is a time for a break, that's great too. Thinking as I'm looking at the new year here, a lot of people come up with resolutions, whether it's to lose some weight or you know, to work out more, maybe to go somewhere or accomplish things. I know a lot of you that listen to this show that take the time to put together a 2022 real estate investing strategic plan that hopefully you have something all ready to go in terms of your goals with real estate. Whether you're still working or retired already, it's a great way to stay focused and on target for your real estate investment goals. Maybe you're just somebody that's still kind of investigating to see if real estate investing is really for you. If that's the case, hey, I totally understand that. And I think it's smart that you spend the time researching, because it is not for everyone. Real estate investing is certainly amazing. I think real estate is probably one of the best, if not the best, investments out there. You can not only, you know, generate cash flow with, but you can also create equity and tax savings. As far as investments are concerned, I think real estate is top of the pops for me. As I look ahead too, I wonder kind of what kind of shows should we do? And I've asked some of you guys to give me feedback, and I really appreciate that. Help me really kind of zero in. And on our Fun Fact Fridays, I am going to be looking at putting together here what I call the 10 steps to real estate investing success. And right now, this is just going to be an introduction and sort of an overview, so you can take a look at that. But whether you are considering investing, whether you're maybe a newbie investor or maybe even an accomplished investor, I want to be able to put together some shows for you that will be meat that you can take away no matter what level you're at. And that's why I've labeled it 10 Steps to Real Estate Investing Success, because I kind of think back. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie called Hoosiers, and Gene Hackman plays a basketball coach. And one thing that always sticks with me, especially when it pertains to real estate, is that you can look at all kinds of things, information and content and all these things that we're looking at. But there's one statement. He makes this speech to his team, right before they're about ready to go out and finish off this game. And he basically just said, hey, remember the fundamentals. Remember the fundamentals. And, they're kind of outpowered by this other team, but these guys had been focusing on the fundamentals. And if they did what they had been taught, they, would do amazing. And they did, apparently, in the show. They ended up winning this big game and stuff. But that's us as real estate investors. It is not rocket science. Real estate is not that complicated. Yeah, you got to know the numbers and you got to be serious about the numbers. But, it's not calculus. It's not even algebra. It's just simple addition, multiplication, and, some percentages here and there. But it's really not that complicated. But if you can get those fundamentals down, you can excel. And I think that's one of the things that these 10 steps are going to emphasize over the next 10 weeks is really, what are some of those fundamentals? What are some of the key things you need to know to be successful? I'll be touching on a lot of different things, just at first, just kind of even looking at real estate investing. Is it for you? And what is real estate investing? There's so many different elements to it. You can be an investor, going online and paying $10 to invest in properties, through a crowdfunding site, or you can be building your own apartment buildings or office buildings. I mean, it's all over the board. There's all kinds of thing and all types of investing, from flipping to wholesaling to just being a buy and hold guy or a rental guy or an Airbnb guy or whatever it is, or gal. I mean, there are a lot of different elements, and how do you zero in? I'm also going to be looking at, making sure this is what you really want for your goals, identifying whether or not this is really what you want, and it'll help you to accomplish the goals that you're working toward. And I'll share, on my own, how I set out to set these goals and to be able to retire and in the way that I want to retire and in the 6-year period. I'll talk about that as well as we come up on these different shows. Talk about things like mission and vision and setting goals, which I know sounds like it's a lot of gobbledygook, but it is important, because you need to stay on focus if you really hope to achieve, especially if you want to try and achieve it in a short period of time. I'll talk about the research and resources and the importance of those and how you'll use them. I'll talk about establishing an actual business, not just renting buying a property and renting it out, but actually creating a business and how to grow and scale that business. I'll be talking about putting together a team, and the right kind of team that works for you and your interest. You may not want to be a full-time guy and or gal in real estate. You can set your standards here, and that's something you do through teams and using maybe outside help like virtual assistants or just getting good people on your team that are doing a lot of the legwork for you. Identifying a niche and not just falling for that shiny object syndrome. You zero in on one key area, at least to get started. And then once you master that, then you can start expanding out into other types of niches. also be talking about, you know, how to identify markets and key markets. What do you look for in an ideal market for investing? Also, just the idea of that strategic plan that I mentioned earlier, how important that is, and plugging all this information that you collect and gather into one place where it becomes your playbook, so to speak, you know, using the sports analogy again, you know, this is your playbook. These are the things you have to do to win. That is the kind of strategic plan you want to put together. You know, then there's just that aspect of taking that first step, which is usually most people's most difficult part, is just, you know, identifying what it is you're going to do, what kind of property you're going to buy. If you're going to buy a property, you may not, you know, may just be investing in syndications. There's a lot of, again, it's identifying what that first thing is and then getting to the point where you can do it and what that takes and what that looks like. And then, you know, we're going to go over some of the various aspects, some of the good, the bad, and the ugly too. And I'll share firsthand experience there too, from being a landlord and finding good tenants, you know, to dealing with, you know, with the drug lords and other types of folks out there that can inhabit your properties. But, you know, the aspect of managing your business and your investments, tracking your success, using leverage, growing your portfolio, and creating a legacy if you want to do that as a means to hand down to your family. That could be a multi-generational thing, especially if you can train, you know, some of your kids to be able to take over, then they can hand it down to their kids, your grandkids, and so forth. So that's what I'm going to be doing, and I'm just kind of giving you sort of a heads up. Friday shows are going to be focused in this area. I probably won't be doing, you know, tips of the week and some other things, just so I can, you know, fit good content into this short period of time that I have for these particular shows. That's all I really wanted to say. Mainly, I wanted to just say, hey, welcome back. It's great to be in contact again. Again, I'd love to hear from you. If there's things that you want to hear about during this 10-week period, I'd love to hear also topics that you feel, you know, we could cover better or more of, or maybe we've never covered before. That is it for today. There's not really a lot in the show notes here, but I'll have an outline for you of what I'm proposing. And this could change and evolve in terms of the specific weeks. I'm going to be putting that in there. So if you want to check it out, you can at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled 10 Steps to Real Estate Investing Success. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.